News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com.
WSAU.
Good morning. It is another bitter cold start. We're at 17 below under clear skies. Winds are calm. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. It was a bitter Super Bowl for Broncos fans. Things didn't go right from play one.
It snapped over the head of Peyton Manning. A flag is down, and the ball's out of the back of the end zone. It's a safety to start this game.
Joe Buck on Fox Sports has heard on the Fox Sports Network. The Seahawks went on to a 43-8 win, and their fans have been celebrating. It is Seattle's first NFL championship, and many of the fans for the Seattle Seahawks have been out on the streets for much of the night celebrating. Of course, it is also the Super Bowl of advertising.
Prepare to be crushed in tiny tennis.
Budweiser commercials, including this one with a cameo from Arnold Schwarzenegger, scored well. According to a USA Today instant poll, it was the Bud commercial with the adorable puppy who refuses to leave behind his best friend, Clydesdale, that was the most talked about ad. Bruno Mars with his halftime show co-starring the Red Hot Chili Peppers also getting favorable reviews. Super Bowl ratings will be due out later today, and they may be impacted by the fact that the game was a blowout. The trial of Ronald Disher ended Friday with mixed results. He's the almond man accused of being one of three people cashing his mother-in-law's Social Security checks. He was convicted of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct when sheriff's deputies arrived to investigate. But the jury was split on the Social Security fraud issues, and a mistrial was declared there. Disher and prosecutors will be meeting at 8:30 this morning. They'll be discussing his sentence on the counts that he was found guilty of. We've had a snowmobile fatality. A 46-year-old from Illinois died in the Iron County town of Mercer around 3 a.m. Deputies say he left a trail, struck several trees. His name has not yet been released. Some people who heat with propane sign a contract with their suppliers and lock in a price at the beginning of the heating season, and now there are complaints coming in that those lower prices are not being honored. Sandy Chalmers is with the state's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and she says the state's position is, even though prices have spiked, those contracts are still valid.
Our concern is that contracts are honored and that the propane suppliers communicate with their customers when there are supply issues. We all have to work together if we're going to get through this.
There are other people who say that they have locked in lower prices and are now not getting delivery. They are concerned that some of that propane may be going to other customers who are willing to pay the spot price. Kojibik Taconite began additional drilling at their proposed mining site near Mellon.
Like many other outdoor jobs in the past few weeks, the weather is affecting productivity at the proposed Kojibik Taconite mine site in the Pinoki Hills near Mellon. GTAC has approval from the DNR to drill 15 exploratory holes, but cold weather is hard on equipment and operators. The frozen ground has allowed them to cross wetlands to access some of the drilling sites and complete groundwater flow studies. After this round of test drilling, Kojibik Taconite plans to conduct bulk sampling beginning in the next few weeks. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
On the obituary page, actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, at age 46, found dead in his Manhattan apartment of a drug overdose. Police say a syringe was still in his arm. The Senate Banking Committee holds hearings today on Target's credit card data breach. New Jersey Senator Robert Mendez calling for the hearings. He says he hopes they'll shed light on what additional steps are necessary to protect consumers. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Look for some sunshine early on today. Pretty cold out there during the morning, but a bit milder for the afternoon with partly cloudy skies, a high of 18. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy with a low of 1. For your Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy skies with a high of 18. Turning a little colder again on Wednesday, partly sunny, a high around 8. And the coldest day of the week on Thursday, partly or mostly sunny with a high of 3. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
You know, our forecast calls for a big swing in temperatures today. We are in the teens below zero now, and we'll have a high in the teens later today. That's a 30-degree difference. Hour-by-hour temperatures anytime on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.